have a wonderful, hot, young bluegrass band. They've played here a few times before. They're in the studio working on, they're on a, an album. And so we've got all these community ties, and I'll tell you my personal tie to this band is that my 25-year-old son and one of the band members were in preschool together. And I didn't learn that until 2 or 3 years ago, so that's really neat. Cool. So on with the show. Please give a warm Godfrey Daniels welcome to Serene Green.
I just pulled onto the highway in my little foreign car. It's raining. and the road is real bad. I never saw that big old diesel, but I heard it hit the air. Got a feeling that it might have made it bad. Well, he closed the gap between us, put his pedal on the floor, and with 90 in that big old diesel truck. Well, I can hear the name she's calling me above the engine's roar. This word won't be found in Webster Book. There's a diesel on my tail making 90 miles an hour. My reflection in my mirror's my tail. I can hear St. Peter calling, I can almost smell the flowers. Cause it's compact tape, get back, there's a diesel on my tail. Thank you. good man, just like you. Until he sank so low, there was nothing low of you. He used to be a gallant man, just like you. Until he sank so low, there was nothing low of you.
Thank you. and it was actually written by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. And the story goes that he didn't really remember that he wrote the song. You know how those things go. One day, I was hanging out with a bunch of friends, picking tunes, till the sun came up, and up came a song, and he woke up the next day not remembering anything. But then, a few years down the road, he started getting checks in the mail. Because the song was a big hit. I think maybe Joan Baez or someone was the first to record it. And so he did some research, you know, contacted the record companies, and as it turned out, he did in fact write the song. Despite his recollection. So here, we're going to play this one for you now. It's called Me and My Uncle.
Nice.
Thank you.
Shot him down, Lord, he never saw. Shot another, one day he won't grow old. In the confusion, my uncle got gold. And we not tell the down in Mexico. Love those cowboys, love their gold. Love my uncle, God rest his soul. Taught me fear, Lord, taught me all I know. He taught me so well, I ran the gold. And I left his ass there outside the gold. In the beginning that we like to play a lot of instrumental songs, fiddle tunes as they're traditionally called, and we're going to do a couple more with Casey, and we like to play a lot of Celtic tunes with Casey. There's a lot of crossover between the Celtic tradition and the bluegrass fiddle tradition, and so we like to take some of those songs that you can find on either end of the spectrum and find middle ground here. Yeah. This one's called Big Soda. medley of tunes. Now, this is these are both tunes that are commonly borrowed by the bluegrassers from the Celtic tradition. Thank you. But Pat McGinn has played banjo with us. He's played with us a few times before. He was our pretty much our full-time banjo player for a while. When we acquired Shane in the first place, Pat kind of came with him. So. Say so myself. We all haven't even heard him sing tonight, which is rather unusual considering he's played a good amount of songs already. So we're gonna have him sing one.
In this prison, 20 years or more. mercy on a sharecropper son.
Far away.
late in the evening, bouncing down High Hill in a public town. Big wave fell or a pound would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
We also have a lot of original material, and we haven't played any of that for you yet tonight, but we're going to end this set with two original songs. This first one here is written by our bassist Shane McGeehan.
Thank you.
we're going to continue, like I said, with the original music. We're going to take a short break after this one and catch our breath and refill our drinks and all that stuff. But it'll be a whole other set with all these same fine guests you just saw. Again, that's not entirely true. Unfortunately, Asa Wilson has another gig he has to split to go get to. All the other fine guests will be back with us in a second set. Yeah, this is another original song. I wrote this one, and all I'll say about it now is that I think reality is subjective.
Thank you.
options feel dull. You can always try and do just as I said. Become the world's most interesting man in your own head. Become the world's most interesting man in my own head. Traditional bluegrass song for you, another one written by Bill Monroe. It's called On My Way Back to the Old Home.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a banjo player and a pizza? A pizza could feed a family of four. Feel free to use that.
set Casey plays in a duo, a Celtic duo called Fig for a Kiss. They're really, really good. They're really tight together. It's her and the guitar player. They both harmonize with one another. Look them up.
Set
her. Yes, set her right there. Yeah. So if you get a chance, please go see them. They play around Bethlehem, Lehigh Valley. Fig for a Kiss. You can find them on Facebook and all that. This next one is, this one is called Cherokee Shuffle.
Thank you.
them if you three-piece bluegrass band called Coal County Express. They've been opening up for some real big names in bluegrass. Rhonda Vincent from The Rage. We opened for them up at Penn's Peak. It was an awesome show. And just recently now, Bassettville, they opened up for Ricky Skaggs. So no strangers to bluegrass. We're gonna be traveling out to Colorado this June. Peak of a Telluride. Send all your support from Pennsylvania while we're out there. We're gonna need it. There's a lot of good pickers out there. Around here in Pennsylvania and elsewhere in the Northeast. One of them coming up that we're super excited about is the Susquehanna Breakdown. Bluegrass and also some jam bands and some funk and a little bit of everything in the mix. That's at Montage Mountain. What's the date on that one?
May 19th and 20th. The weekend before Nelfest.
They're gonna have Cabinet Festival. It's gonna be playing there. Green Sky Bluegrass, Billy Strings, a lot of great bluegrass acts, and Keller Williams, right? It's gonna be a good one. Yeah, speaking of Delfest, we're gonna play a Del tune for you. Del McCurry Band is one of our favorite bluegrass groups. We do a lot of their tunes, and this is one of them.
Thank you.
tell you about another festival we're playing at this summer. This is one that Shane's been going to since he was being rocked in the cradle at the campsite, I'm sure. The Appalachian Bluegrass and Fiddle Association's festival every year in August. What do you do there this year? Very excited about it. Past bands have played there countless times before. We're finally going to get our first shot at impressing all these nice folks.
Awesome. Yeah. Has anybody seen it with their other banjo player yet? Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Can't play tonight with these guys, but he is a banjo whiz. Yeah. So you get the chance to see them with their banjo player. Steve's really good.
Thank you.
is Kathy at? We're going to get Kathy at the next song.
Yeah, yeah. She is.
Under the same.
tonight. But if you look us up online at serenegreenbluegrass.com or look up our Facebook page, Serene Green, that is, you can find all the other places we're going to be playing. There are a lot of them. So check us out, look us up. Please come see us again. We have a really good time tonight. So we'll finish you off with a standard old bluegrass song. This one's called Old Home Place. Thank you.
think this worked out so well. We didn't know how many people were going to be here, but this is sorrow inside singing, praise the Lord, I saw the light.